Kia ora and welcome back to RDU's Burnt Breakfast on RDU. That was so stupid. Okay, let's move past that. Hey, it's Thursday and it's just past 9 a.m. so it's time for my favourite segment of the week. It is time for Pep's Picks with the one, the only, Mr. Martin Pepperell. Good morning, Martin.
Good day.
Hello. How are you, sir?
I am all good.
Oh, good.
All good, buddy.
Great. Hey, what a nice, chill piece of music you've selected this week.
Yeah, a little bit of summer in the winter.
Yeah,
although
nice.
Saying that, I don't know how cold it's been down your way the last couple of weeks. Has it been cold?
Up and down. Right now, though, it is miserable. In capital letters, like, it is horribly, bitterly cold and very wet, so the timing's on.
But you guys have that weird thing that happens sometimes where, like, in the middle of winter it'll just jump up to, like, 22 degrees for an afternoon or something.
Yes, we do get that. Whole four seasons in one day thing.
Yeah, I've seen that thing down in fucking Christchurch and I've been like, whoa.
It's odd, isn't it?
Actually, that sort of thing's happening in Wellington at the moment, so global warming.
That's right.
It's real, guys.
It is real. But you're a public transport man, aren't you? So you're doing your bit.
Yeah, of course. I love public transport. I've got the cards. I've got the snapper in Wellington. I've got the hot card or whatever it's called in Auckland.
Oh, you got them all. Nice.
Yeah,
well
I don't
done.
Have the Christchurch one, though. I'd love to use the Christchurch public transport at some point. I should learn about that.
You don't want to. I mean, it sounds so bad to say because we all should use it, but it does suck. Anyway.
Hey, music.
Music. Tell us. Give us a story.
Serving. Song that we're going to play, it's called Serving. It's off a forthcoming album called Hazy Dreams, released on a German label called MM Discos. The artist is an artist who we've talked about before.
Yes.
Mogwa Seong-Young Lee. He's a South Korean producer, DJ, record collector, multi-instrumentalist, all-round cool dude. Cool dude.
He seems cool.
Yeah. I met Mogwa 2018? Yeah, I met him in Seoul in 2018, and he took me record shopping through the markets, the outdoor markets.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Find the rare Korean lounge music and fucking the Korean boogie and synth pop, all the 80s stuff. It's kind of funny, all the foundation stuff in the 70s and 80s when they were starting to do their take on that sort of stuff. The music industry was still heavily controlled by the government.
In Japan,
all of the records, Seoul.
In Seoul, oh
South
right.
Korea.
Oh yeah, sorry. Yep. Oh my god, yep. Geography's off. I didn't really know.
You apologize, you devil.
Yeah, I know that was actually quite bad. I didn't.
Bad, bro.
I know. Shut up. I didn't know. Like, music was like government regulated.
Yeah. There's this thing that they used to have to do. Like, I mean, like, there's a lot of creative freedom, but there was a thing that a lot of the records that period of time, the final track on every single record is a recording of the artist singing this song, which is sort of like, it's got strings, and then the vocalist will be singing, and when you translate the lyrics, it's basically like an encouragement to work hard. So the idea is, okay, you spent the last 40 minutes listening to your album, relaxing, having a good time. Now it's time to get back to working hard and stimulating the economy and doing the business and all of this stuff.
So the
song, which is just like, okay, it's time for you to work hard again. Obviously, that doesn't happen anymore. You don't find that song on K-pop albums or anything.
No. Right.
So he's someone I met over there, you know, introduced me to a whole bunch of amazing food, amazing music, makes amazing music himself. Over the last decade, he's just released all these great EPs and singles and albums, bits and pieces of boogie, disco, deep house, ambient, you know, world music, balearic stuff, you name it, with heaps of really cool labels, while also like doing like audio engineering work for other people and teaching people production and teaching people music lessons and DJing and being a record collector and traveling. Yeah, really, it's great. You know, here's this great, really healthy engagement with music where all he's trying to get out of it is to, like, really get his thoughts and feelings across the line. You know, just make stuff that really speaks to how he feels at the time or what he's interested in or cares about. Doesn't chase success, really. He's never really chased success or anything commercial.
Interesting.
But what's so interesting about that, though, is... you know, along the way, he's done production for, you know, famous American soul and R&B vocalists from the 70s and 80s. He's worked with K-pop labels like 8 Ball Town, doing a whole bunch of, like, boogie K-pop stuff. He's released a series of EPs through Goody Records, which is run by the... Korean producer, DJ, and vocalist Peggy Go, who a lot of people will be familiar with her work. You know, she's got some great records on Ninja Tune, bit of a superstar within the house and techno world. So she's taken him under her wing, and she's taken him on a couple of tours through Europe to play at her events and play at festivals with her, which is a really, really massive show of support. And it's just always great when, you know, someone who's got a platform uses that platform to promote someone who's doing something really quality. Along the way, he's been tied up with this MM Discos label. This is the second record Hazy Dreams is the second record he's done for them. And what's been going on lately is he started, he got hold of a couple of 8 tracks and 16 tracks. He started playing around with analog recording, you know, guitars, drum machines, and synthesizers, recording straight to tape, really like revisiting, because at the very beginning of his career he played in reggae funk band at the very beginning of his career as
a guitarist
who turned into a producer. So at the moment he's like revisiting like his guitar playing and ideas about what he could do with guitar, and he's merging that with what he's learned with the drum machines and synthesizers, but then going for these really intimate, personal 8-track cassette things, you know, hence Hazy Dreams. You know, you hear the title Hazy Dreams, you sort of get that, you know, sort of the lo-fi music, you know. Hazy melodies, you know, beautiful stuff. So this is sort of the beginning of a cycle of these more personal and intimate records that he's been made over the course of the pandemic. He's going to launch his own record label soon to release a whole bunch more stuff like that. But this is just really the starting point and window into the next phase in the Mogwai story. Like you said, you know, this track's just a beautiful track to have on the background. It's just an environment, it's a vibe. Winter's heading in, so why not have a little bit of summer? You know, think about what we've got to look forward to once we get through whatever nightmares lie ahead of us over the coming months.
That's beautiful, Martin. And it's an election year, which I've mentioned so many times on this station that people will be sick of it now. But, you know, it's worth noting.
I mean, look, it's going to be the most... I think it's going to be the most polarizing and divisive election in the history of New Zealand.
I very much so. You know, I agree with you there.
It's going to be an ideological gridlock. You're going to see some of the most extremist stances from both directions. I think you're going to see a lot of really bad faith behaviour, a lot of quite disgusting and grotesque behaviour. They're 100% going to attempt to do fucking UK Brexit era and US Donald Trump era style politics. It's going to be yuck. So we're going to have to get some pretty nice music together.
I agree. Like, we're going to need this, you know, to sandwich between all the arguments, really.
It's going to be... fuck. I'm not looking forward to it.
That's
the worst. That's what I have to say about it.
I'm gonna need you here by my side, Martin. I won't be able to do it without you.
Well, that's good. I'll do the best I can. I'll try and help you out. You know.
Thank you.
Give you a bit of light topics once a week. All right. Well, I think you should play the people the song.
I agree. Yeah. Hey, have a wonderful, wonderful day.
All right, you too, buddy. Peace.
And that is Mr. Martin Pepperell. Oh, I love that, man. He's great. Anyway, here is Soothing by Mogwa. Enjoy.